इस साल के फेडरल इलेक्शन में विभिन्न राजनीतिक पार्टियों से कुछ ऐसी भी महिलाएं थीं जो पहली बार चुनावी मैदान में उतरीं और जीत हासिल की। चुनावी मैदान में कदम रखने वालों में भारतीय मूल की जनीजा मैस्करिनस भी शामिल थीं, जिन्होंने वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया में स्वान की सीट हासिल की। आपको बतला दें कि स्वान के 101 बरस के इतिहास में पहली बार किसी महिला ने यह सीट जीती। मंगलवार 26 जुलाई को हुए संसद के निचले सदन में जनीटा ने अपना पहला भाषण दिया और उन्होंने जलवायु परिवर्तन, महंगाई और भ्रष्टाचार जैसे ज्वलंत मुद्दों को लेकर अपने विचार साझा किए। बहुसांस्कृतिक ऑस्ट्रेलिया का प्रतिनिधित्व करने वाली जनीटा का मानना है कि समानता एक मूल्य भी है और अधिकार भी। चलिए मिलते हैं जनीटा मैस्करिनस से। A very warm welcome to you, Zanita. Thank you for joining us on SBS Hindi and congratulations on making history by being the first woman to win the seat of Swan in 101 years. That too from a multicultural background.
It's an incredible honour and not something that I imagined would be my path.
First off, let's talk about ancestry and cultural background. How do you identify yourself, Zanita?
So I'm an Australian with Goan Indian heritage. So my mum and dad were both born in Goa, from different villages, and they actually both grew up in Kenya. My sister was born in Kenya, and eventually mum and dad looked at migrating to Australia. And one of the stories that I like to share is when my dad went to the Australian embassy in Kenya, they said to my dad that he had the right skills but was the wrong colour, and that's because we still had the White Australia policy in place, and because the Gough Whitlam government dismantled the last parts of that policy, that's the reason why my family could migrate to Australia.
So what about your connections to India or the Indian diaspora in Australia?
So, for me, I grew up in a small country town, and the town that I grew up in was incredibly multicultural. I grew up eating rice and curry every day and had mango pickle. But in the town where I grew up, there was basically no other Indian people. Eventually, there were other Indian people that moved to the town, and we became friends. But it wasn't until I moved to the city where I got to meet more Indian people, and the truth is it wasn't until I moved to the city that I got to have naan bread, because in my household it was always chapatis, I got involved in the Goan Overseas WA Association in WA and was a part of the youth committee for some time, and so that's been a part of my connections there. And then from a subcontinental perspective, I also spent a year working in Bangladesh for the World Bank, and so that was my time spending time living on the subcontinent. People from India and the subcontinent do religion with colour and zest and fun, and like I loved the opportunity to like buy salwar kameezes of different colour, eat lots of really amazing food, including biryani, but also see things that were in like kind of a part of my my culture I really really enjoyed that time. But Bangladesh was also fascinating for me because it was a country that wanted to gain independence because of this strong connection to language. And the thing that's interesting for me about that story is that for my mum and dad, when they moved to Australia, they very much wanted my sister and I to assimilate. And so they didn't practice their mother tongue with me or my sister. And I think that there's some sadness that I have associated with that. And I think we live in a world that is more connected and more global. And it would have been nice to have more connection to Konkani, which is the mother tongue that my parents have. But I'm now in a situation where I know more Bengali than Konkani because I lived in Bangladesh for 1 year.
Zanita, you left a successful career in engineering to join politics. What or who provided the impetus for this change?
The thing that I'd say is that for me in my day job, I was working in climate change action, and so I'd been doing that for 12 years, and I'd been helping companies with their climate action journey. And the thing that I'd say is that over that 12-year period, that was a challenging time, and the policy environment wasn't great. Also, I've lived in the community of Swan for almost 10 years now, and I felt that our community was being taken for granted and that we weren't being represented well within our parliament. And so between seeing that but also seeing this area that I was passionate about, that I was working in, I was like, right, what am I prepared to do to create positive change for my community? And so that ended up being running for federal parliament.
Swan is a marginal electorate that has swung between both major political parties in the past two decades. So on hindsight, what was it that gave you a competitive advantage, Zanita?
I'm going to say that I feel like there were a number of things. And so there were things that weren't necessarily in my control. And I kind of talk about things that, from a leadership perspective. And so for me, I am a mum. I am a mum. I live in the community. I'm connected to the community. I'm also a person of colour, and also I'm someone that's an engineer who started her career in steel cap boots on a mine site. And so I feel like people connected with different parts of my story and felt that I would be a stronger representative for them.
And let's talk about issues that are important to your electorate of Swan. What have you been hearing in the streets?
Yeah, the thing that I'd say are, like, honestly, the key issues for people at the moment is cost of living. Cost of living has been going through the roof. Under the previous government, we hadn't seen wage growth. And I think it's been a really tough time for people, and particularly in WA, the costs have been higher than any other state. So it's been a really, really tough time. So that's been the key issue, but then for other people, it's really about their lived experience of things that are the issues that they're worried about. And so for some people, they might have a family member who has a disability, or like parents that are in aged care or have young kids and don't have access to affordable childcare. And for some people, it is that action on climate change. And so the second tier issue is kind of different based on people's lived experience.
Zanita, during your election campaign, you've said that climate change and corruption will be your top priorities. So where are you at now with those two promised deliverables?
Yeah, so we will be introducing legislation for Australia to reduce its emissions by 43% by 2030. So that's exciting that we've got that, and that will be on the table. And for the Integrity Commission, basically what we're doing is looking at legislating this. We're introducing policy. We'll be having discussions with our stakeholders, and the Attorney General's Department has already commenced work on this legislation.
The Labor government says Australia can be a renewable superpower. What is your opinion and commitment to a renewable future, Zanita?
I think that this is where our future lies, and the truth is Australia is rich in so many things, including our natural resources, whether that be sun, wind, geothermal, but also like our minerals to actually build these things. And so we've got to make sure that we get this right. And one of the things that I think is interesting about the energy crisis on the East Coast is that the ACT managed to hedge some of the cost pressures by locking in renewable energy into their grid or into their bill structure. And so they've managed to hedge that because they had more renewable energy. And so I think that this is something that will be a part of our energy security for the future. The thing that we're seeing at the moment is the price of gas has gone up, which has an impact on the price of energy. And so the more that we can integrate renewables into our electricity mix is really important. And so like Australia becoming a renewable energy superpower is totally a part of that vision. We also are looking at helping households as well and installing community batteries across the country.
Since a new government has taken over, there is much talk about bringing a change with reference to gender equality, inclusion and emergence of people from diverse backgrounds. Where do you see yourself in that change process?
In some ways, I feel like this is a hard question to answer. And the thing that I'd say is that what the Australian public voted for this election is voting for a parliament that looks more like them. And I think it's important that we see that our federal parliament is as diverse as the people of our wonderful country. And if I play a role for inspiring others to think about politics as a career, I'm very happy to do that. The thing that I would say is that we have made some great inroads in the 47th Parliament, but I want to make sure that it's understood that this is not the high watermark for multiculturalism in our federal parliament. The truth is we actually need to see that increase for it to be even more reflective of our modern Australian society.
Zanita, my next question is, as a woman of colour, how has your experience as a leader in the field of engineering prepared you for your role as a leader in politics?
It's interesting. One of the things that people have said to me is politics is a blood sport. If you can make it as a woman working on the mine site, you can make it in our federal parliament. And so I thought that that was an interesting way to look at it. But the truth is, I think it's really important that our new federal parliament is an inclusive workplace that make sure that everyone can bring their best and give their best to help steer our nation to create that better future.
What would you suggest to someone who wishes to become a politician, starting from an area of disadvantage, be it their gender or background?
I'd start by saying that what our world needs is change makers and people that want to create that positive change. And everyone, ideally in our country, has the ability to be able to create that. And there are people that have struggled and had really difficult backgrounds. And what I hope is that they can use that struggle to know that they can be empowered and achieve whatever their dreams are. And if that's being a member of parliament, then I'd say reach for the stars. And you know, like, I wouldn't have imagined that I would have the opportunity to be a federal member of parliament. And, you know, we have a prime minister who grew up in social housing. So the thing that I'd like to think about Australia is that people can achieve their dreams.
Thank you very much for your time today, Zanita. I wish you the very best for the future.